Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for the Lord's Radio.
Oh, why, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for it. Yeah. Thank you for your multitudinous blessings. God, you are so so overwhelming, so inexpressible. We cannot express how much we love you. No words can express how much we praise you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lord. So infinite. Oh, you never have limits, no boundaries. We just praise you and appreciate that. Appreciate you like never before. You're inimitable, so matchless. Nobody like you in all the world. Nobody like you. We praise you. We appreciate everything that you've done. Everything that you're doing. Everything that you're going to do this morning. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the adulations. They go to you. We esteem you, extol you, lift you up. God, it was you who brought us from a mighty long way. And I brag on you. Every time we've needed you, you've been there. Every time we've needed help, you've always helped us. You never left us nor forsaken us. You've been there all the time. We want to be there for you, Lord. Yeah. We love you. We don't want to be selfish. We want to stand with you and by you and esteem you and lift you up. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to thank you and be grateful for everything that you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're so invariable, God. You're the same yesterday, same today and forevermore. Oh, we just glory in you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Yeah, God. So insatiable, God. We can't get enough of you, Jesus. We want more of you in our hearts, more of you in our souls, more of you in our minds. We praise you. Now, Lord, stretch out your mighty hand over your people. Where? Let the Holy Ghost hover over your people. And God, surround us, circumference us with your glory. God, on this line, we offer it to you. Take over the line in the name of Jesus. Forgive all sin in Jesus' name. Every sin of commission, the things that people done, the things we've done, and all the sins of omission, the things that we haven't done, help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. And we just bless your holy name. Thank you again for what you're going to do today. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate you. We glory in you. And we surrender all to you. Our soul says yes. Thank you again and again and again and again and again. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and thank you, Lord. Amen. And good morning to all of you, and let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He's in his holy temple. He's here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Everybody.
Good morning. Thank you, Lord. Good morning.
Morning, Lord.
Morning, Lord. Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Don't let him be in your room, and you slept in the Lord. Don't do that. He won't see about you. Can't pay him respect because he is real. God is here and he's there. He's everywhere. Let's try it again. Let's speak to God. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Lord. Good morning.
Work on your behalf. Treat him like you want him to work on your behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to open the line up for all of you who want to give God praise. You don't have to because he doesn't want praise from folk who don't want to praise him. But for those who do want to praise him, I'm opening the line to you if you want to praise the Lord this morning. Let's commence the line with praise. This is a praise check. What level is yours on? Mine is up here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We glory in you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you.
We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Thank you. I want y'all
thank
to wake
you.
Up. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Good to you. God has been my good to you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Open doors. Yes. Well, good morning again to all of you, and this is a wonderful time that we are coming together. First fruits, and giving him glory. And he attends praise parties. Amen. Not pity parties, but praise parties. And we're having one here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder if I can get anybody. I don't need all of y'all, but I wonder if I can get about 5 or 10 of y'all who God has been good to. I'm not looking for y'all who don't recognize his goodness, but those who God has been good to just help me shout, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Because God's been mighty good to you.
All right, I'm going to try it not this morning. I'm going to try it tomorrow morning. I'm going to give you a chance to think about these things. But we're going to have more praise unto God. All right, thank God for Elder Richard Coates. Amen. He's been with us a long time. And Elder Coates, in just a moment, we're going to give you a line. Came to Amazing Grace and blessed our hearts there. And we thank him for being a soldier of the cross. What a wonderful blessing. He's a man who's seen about history of the Church of God in Christ. Amen. And we thank him for his wonderful contributions. Amen. Just want to do a little praise and worship here this morning. And I want y'all to join me if you can. Amen. Do a little praise and worship, and then we'll give it to you, Elder Coates. And one more thing, I'm going to get a station identification. Come on, Pastor Strotter, if you're there, and come on, Ambassador Hagen, if you're there, give us that identification. Which one of y'all are there? The line is open to you for identification here. Pastor Strotter, are you there? All right. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? All right.
Praise him. God bless you. Good morning. Shout out to you, Dr.
Good
Johnson.
Good morning.
Ambassador Lady Betty Joyce Johnson, Mother Johnson, to all the ambassadors, all the staff and executive workers, amen, to everybody who's listening from all around the world. We just thank God for you. I'm Ambassador Hagen, and we're here to give the ID from where we are hosting, amen, broadcasting here. We're broadcasting live at the NPA Live Radio Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we can be reached simply by calling in to the studio, 347-934-0207. And we'll be heard literally all over the world. The stats let us know that we have, from the information, remember, we are network providers, other are hosting as well, and we're a team, and there are other sister stations that are on as well. The High Praise Radio are also with us, as well as the NRN, the NPA, and the list goes on. And we all come together to make this happen. I want to send some shout-outs to them as well. And glory be to God. And we have over 90 million listeners as of now. And we thank God for what he is doing. We do applaud Dr. Johnson for the excellent job that you're doing in broadcasting. And may God forever bless you. And we thank God for you. Remember, we can be reached simply by calling into the studio. That number, 347-934-0207. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
And we want to applaud you, Ambassador Hagen, and please give a shout-out to Bishop Hagen. Thank him for allowing you to spend time in doing this. We appreciate it very, very, very much. Amen. Amen. You shared something with me the other day, and I want to thank you for that, that the Asian network, they're available. And I want to thank you for seeing about that for us. Over 600 million in the Asian blog network. And if we can bring them aboard, that would be an answer to prayer. Answer to prayer. God bless all of you. We appreciate you again today. We're worldwide, Elder Coates. Amen. Don't fool yourself. The blog is hooked up and people listening everywhere. And the Lord gave you something for them. We appreciate you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we just love you. And now, let's release the line. Elder Coates, we're in a revival this week. You don't have any limits on you. Just pull out the limits. We pull the limits often. And whatever God gives you, we're ready to receive it. You can have whatever time you want. We have to be out of here by 7 o'clock, though. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep your lines open to you, Elder Richard Coates.
Well, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for who he is and what he does in our lives.
Yes.
Elder Johnson, I tell you, you are a blessing to all those under the sound of your voice. God gave you this idea. God gave you this vision of a prayer line, and we thank God for it. I certainly honor God right now to the household of faith, to all those on your staff, to your dear mother, your first lady, Sister Johnson, and any that I might not name by name, praise God, I love you with the love of God. ain't nothing like him, saints. I said, ain't nothing like Jesus. He was saying to me, over in the book of Acts, around the 20th chapter, I believe we start around the 27th, for hey, no. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But before I do anything, I want to pray to God. And I want you all to pray with me that the Spirit of God come in here and say what he wants to say. Do what he wants to do. And saints, we will be blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us this morning. Hide me, God. Get me out of the way that your spirit might come alive here, Lord. In the name of Jesus. What I have, God, you gave me. Who I am, God, you made me. And by your stripes, God, I'm healed. And through the Holy Ghost, God, I'm filled. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Come no more, Lord, in the mind. Come in the hearts this morning, God, and come in the will. All over the land, God, I feel revivals coming. I say revivals coming. I heard a woman on this line say she was Methodist. And she just continued to speak, God, and sound just like us. When I say us, I'm talking about those people that are saved, hallelujah, sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, if you look at Acts, praise God, around the 20th chapter, starting at the 26th verse, he said, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. Now, what made him pure from the blood of all men? Watch this. He said, for I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. Hallelujah. The counsel of God. In other words, it's certain thing that the preachers today are staying away from. You don't hear much about the fact that if you don't live holy, if you're not sanctified, if the word of God is not your guide for life, you got a reward coming. The Bible says we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the thing done in the flesh. If you've been out here lying, if you've been out here stealing, if you've been out here whoremongering and drinking and doing everything, praise God, contrary to the will of God, you got something coming to you. I say you got something coming to you. The Bible talks about fire, hallelujah. And in the days of Noah, the people were living all kinds of lies. The wickedness of man was so great in the earth that God made up his mind, said he's going to destroy that whole thing by water. And you know the story, praise God. God came and sent that water and destroyed this whole land. All this going on down here on this earth. Now, we have what we call water baptism. And that's like a sign, praise God. That's like a something that shows and reflects that destruction that came on the earth by water. Now we have, praise God, what is called the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire, hallelujah. That fire that we get is the power from God. You know we used to testify that way. I'm saved. I'm sanctified, I'm baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with a mighty burning fire. That fire, praise God, from the Holy Ghost is the power of God to burn up everything that's not like him, that's in your will, that's in your way, that's in your word, hallelujah. God, just like he sent that little token of water, he's going to send that token of fire, hallelujah. And if you don't have that fire in you, when God sends that fire down here to burn up all the sin and unrighteousness, a man with a man, a woman with a woman, my God, he's against that stuff. I said he's against it. If you look at the 19th chapter of Genesis, there was a whole city that was going in the same way they are going today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your will, God. Thank you for your word, God. The people have got away from the word of God. They're preaching some of everything. These kind of messages, praise God, that's tickling the ears of the people. All of these financial blessings they're talking about. All of this stuff they're talking about and not letting the people know you got to live a holy life before God. You got to be righteous before God. Thank God for Jesus and thank God for his word. If you look at Thessalonians 2:10, Hallelujah. It said that receive not, look, a love of the truth. What is the truth? If you look over in the Word of God somewhere around the 18th or 17th chapter of St. John, Jesus said, I have sanctified them by thy truth. What truth? The Word of God, he said, is truth. Hallelujah. They receive not a love of the truth. Thank you, Jesus. What we need today is a love of the Word of God. What we need today is all this talking about baseball and football and golf and all this foolishness, thank God. Get your mind on the Word of the Lord. God told me when he first called me, praise God, he got me up early in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And listen, I couldn't get my clothes on fast enough. I was living in Chicago at the time, and it was early in the morning. God got me up. Couldn't get my clothes on fast enough. Didn't know where I was going, hallelujah. He ran me out of the house, and you look over in Mark, the same thing happened with Jesus. The Bible said, the Spirit driving him into the wilderness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God drove me out and had me out on the street, praise God, and he was letting me know what my message is. These folk got this ministry so high. If you don't have a degree in this and a degree in that, you can't preach the gospel in a lot of these places. But God drove me out on the street. He let me know there'll always be a place for my word. If you go out and go out in truth and go out, praise God, in the will of the Lord, go out, praise God, in the word of the Lord, God will be with you. He told Ella Mason when he tried to go to school, don't you see? He would go enhance his preaching by going to the college, don't you see? But God told him, come on out of there. I'm going to give you a mouth. They won't be able to gainsay. They won't be able to speak against. And we know the work that Ella Mason did, don't you see? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't nothing like Jesus. I say nothing about the word and nothing like the word of God. The Bible says, examine yourself. Whether you be in the faith, this is to the church. Listen, church, just like you go to those doctors and things, and you know we done got to the place where we're going. The Bible said, there be any sick among you, do what? Call for the doctor. Call for Abdelsel. Call for Bernard. He didn't say none of that. He said, call for the elders of the church and let them pray the prayer of faith. But many times, these same folk that you are calling, they're going up to the doctors all the time. They're going to the pills all the time. God is not in it. We need to have holy preachers. We need to have holy saints. We need to be living according to the word of the Lord, praise God. And then, watch God have revival. Watch God clean all of this mess up. And I'm going to tell you something about these so-called homosexuals. They ain't nothing but sodomites. That's all it is. The same thing in the 19th chapter of Genesis. When those angels came down there, look now, they came in a form, praise God. That's why the Bible says, be not careful to entertain strangers, for therefore some have entertained under angel unaware. When those angels came down there in a form of a man, those devils were so wicked. Those devils were so consumed with lust. They had in their minds to take up with the angels of God. Listen, people, time is running out. I said time is running out. And these devils, praise God, talking about they're coming out of the closet. You need to get right back in the closet and come out of your sin. Come out of your lies. Come out of this man with a man. Come out of this woman with a woman. God is not in so, no such a thing as that. You look at the book of Romans, praise God. He tells us all about this mess that they're trying to bring on us. Raising children, praise God. Man and a man raising a child. God is not in no mess like that. Saints, it's up to us to bring the word of God. It's up to us to let these people know you can't live any kind of way in this world. God is not pleased. You look in your newspaper. They're going from state to state trying to get this mess into be law. And if you read the word of the Lord, he says, the frameth mischief by what? A law. God is not pleased. And just like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah, he sent down what? Fire. He sent down brimstone. You got to understand something about God. God is above us. I said God is above us. He sees everything that's going on down here. He's not pleased with what he sees. Listen, they're going from state to state
These people have it now where they can go before a judge and be married. Come on now. It's an abomination to God. God is not pleased. That's the reason why he sent those angels down here. He said that stink, this unrighteousness that come all the way up to his nose. Oh, God is not pleased with what he sees. God is not pleased with what he hears. The word of the Lord said the Spirit of God is in every place. Look, beholding the good, beholding the evil. Ain't your God, you know we used to didn't go to no picture shows. You know I'm talking right. So the devil saw that. So what did he do? He brought the picture show right to your doorstep, right in your house. You can go up, lock up in your room, praise the Lord, turn all the lights out, and there you is up in there with them R-rated movies. X-rated, but God is not in no stuff like that. Come out of your sin. Those preachers used to tell us, Leviticus 11:44, I'm the Lord your God. That is your therefore, look, sanctify yourself. How you going to sanctify yourself? You examine yourself. You ask yourself. And here's what you use. The word of God is your measuring stick. You go to those doctors and things. They have something that they measure your temperature by. They have something that they measure your blood pressure by. They have something, praise God, that they measure all of the parts of your body by. Why can't you go into the word of God and see if you measure up to what thus saith God for your life? Time is running out, people. First message God gave to me to preach. Hear what he said. Sin is the problem. Then he said the answer is Jesus Christ. That man, when he was riding in that chariot, he was riding along, you know. And he was at that place in the scripture around the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. He wanted to know, who is this man talking about? Himself or somebody else? Philip didn't waste no time with him getting into all this degree stuff, all this college stuff. The Bible says, Philip preached unto him Jesus. That's what we need to tell the people about. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Ain't nothing like him, saints. We need to get back to that place, praise God, where God is in everything we do. God is willing to come into that temple. No, you're not, the Bible said, at your body. Look. Is the temple of God. Didn't say the house of God. It's the temple of God. A temple, we know, is a holy place. Any